I was once taught this: if you're not prepared to follow, and no one will ever follow you. If you look at my structure, if you will, my blueprint for helping you guys grow is this. Every single business needs in some way, shape, or form thought to sales and price. A pricing structure in some way, shape, or form. That's the first fundamental, right? Sales and pricing. We've got funny businesses in chiropractic. These are normally the seats in most businesses. Most businesses have accounts, they've got HR, they've got marketing, they've got sales. Those are like some regular seats in business is a panacea. There's people way cleverer than us that have done this before us. But in chiropractic, in our businesses, do we have a sales seat? We don't really. We are, if you're doing day one, day twos, we are the sales people, yes or yes. But I do think there's a huge opportunity we're missing in our businesses. Because if we're not doing the selling, there's no thought given to it. How many of you read the chapter that I sent? Cool. So even that process is like becoming a marketing-based business as opposed to a sales-based business. Even having a sales seat is a marketing tool. But this is something that I am going to work very... In the next quarter in Halsa, this is something I'm working very hard on, is creating a business where we have a sales seat that isn't just the chiropractors or the therapists, because we're the only business on the planet that has zero thought to sales outside of that initial consultation. I'll tell you what I mean in just a moment. Cool, so sales. First of all, then next, every single business also has some type of thought. You have to have some type of thought to marketing. I truly believe that the person that can put people in the front door literally holds the keys to the castle. If you are good at marketing, and I loved your post the other day when you said, you know, years ago you never thought you'd be able to drive so many people into your practice, and now you're doing that with ease. And please write this down: marketing will solve any problem short term. Marketing will solve any problem short term. Any problem. Look, I don't care how great your day one and day twos are. I don't care how terrible they are. If you can put 100 new patients in the door in the next 2 weeks, we're good. Short term. Because that becomes unsustainable long term if you don't have retention, etc. But if you can put people through the front door in any business, short term, it'll solve any problem. So we have to have thought to marketing. Raise your hand if you currently spend more than 30 minutes on you personally dedicate in your diary 30 minutes to marketing a day. Cool. Now, if you're not doing 30 minutes of marketing a day, at least, my mentor said 2 hours a day, but I just know you're not going to do it. But when it comes down to marketing, you have to think about, if you're doing marketing, this sentence will help you a lot, and it is, are you engaged in something called profit-making activity? So are you engaged in something called profit-making activity? Am I going to sit here for the next 30 minutes, and am I going to be able to show that the next 30 minutes is actually going to give me a profit-making, generating activity? Cleaning your inbox makes nobody any money. And I once heard that, you know, we hear this famous story of how people start a business, and then the CEO of the business says, listen here, young man, once upon a time, I started in the mailroom, and now look at me. Most CEOs are back in the mailroom, just the virtual mailroom. We just look at our inbox, and we're like, and then we clean the inbox, and we feel like we've done something for the day. Yes? And like, we feel like achieved something. But we've done no profit-generating activity. Like, what newspapers have we phoned? What leads have we generated? What Seinfeld emails have we written? So I profit-generating activity. Okay, next. In some way, shape, or form, if you're going to grow a business, you have to give thought to a team or culture. Team or culture. I'm going to give you guys a whistle-stop thought process on team or culture. Cool. Has anyone in the book read Tribal Leadership? Cool. Tribal Leadership. So Tribal Leadership is a book that shows you how to how teams and collections of people are broken down into how, the language of the team. There are five types of teams. How many types, please?
Five.
Type one is a group of collection of people that say this sentence, life is shit. Okay? That is like people in prisons or gangs and people on the street, okay? Phase two type of team are teams that say my life, or the language in the collection of people is my life is shit. Corporate America, corporate Britain, water cooler talk, that's like a phase two team. A phase three team is a team that says I am great. A phase four team is a team that says we are great. A phase five team is a team that says life is great. When the book was originally written, it only went to four, and they added five, and nobody stays at five. It's like your Apples and your Googles and the places where you go, and there's childcare and there's free food and there's like smiley, happy, good-looking people everywhere, and you see the stuff in movies. Even that only happens for like fleeting moments. So where do we sit? And in the book, it talks about us. It talks about self-employed industries. So we're not typically a phase one, almost none of us are. Phase two, we may have, lots of us will have fleeting moments of that and a lot of that. Phase three, we mostly phase three teams, which means that we've got a collection of people in the team say, that are ego-driven, that are saying specifically if you have associates, you know, for my associates, I know I'm just a stepping stone on their journey. And they, for them to be the busiest doc or them to do well, they have to say, I'm great. But that sometimes comes at a compromise to culture. And you can't have your cake and eat it. So phase three teams, just for your sanity, just so you know, I always wanted a phase four team. And there are fleeting moments, sometimes at conferences when I hear people say things like, this is such a great environment, we are great. This is cool, but then we go back to a phase three team very quickly because we're a whole bunch of individuals that all want to do well themselves and all they care about is themselves and growing and making money and serving, but they're not really that phase of the team. You have individuals in that team that think a bit differently to that. I'm very, very blessed. I've got two of my associates in the room. I opened their own practices this month. Give them a round of applause. That's awesome. That's so exciting. So like they're a great example. They always show up and they always do stuff and been with us for many, many years, about 5 to 7 years. 7 years? 10 and a half. Good. Before my time. So long time, you know, 10 years, Gareth?
Six,
yeah. And I'm very blessed to be part of their journey. But they'll be able to tell you from the inside how true that is in that we go through, to break my heart that we weren't a phase four team, but it's almost impossible. It's almost impossible in self-employed environments because of just the nature. In another book called Sales, The Ultimate Sales Machine by Chet Holmes, very good. You should all read it. The Ultimate Sales Machine by Chet Holmes, you have to read it. He said, when it comes to salespeople, you can't have your cake and eat it. Meaning a killer salesperson will sometimes be the worst team person. I've had very busy docs who just weren't, there's a reason, one of the busiest chiropractors, I think he's probably the busiest chiropractor in the United Kingdom. Consistently. I know for a fact that just his Saturdays is $250,000 business. I've done some consulting with him. He makes $250,000 just from Saturdays. Everyone give me a cha-ching. Just what he sees on a Saturday. Makes $250,000 for the business. And so 150 or something on a Saturday. He cannot keep team members for longer than 3 months. Disaster to work for. Absolute freaking nightmare. No one will stay with him. He came to me, he's like desperate. He's like, please, like help. Like my business is falling apart around me. He can rock it, but he can't keep a team together. even his significant other is in the practice with him, and I sat at the table with his significant other, and she's like, I'm fucking out. Like, this is your baby. I'm done. Like, you're a dick. I don't want to work for you anymore. Like, this is the conversation I'm having at the table. Like, this is a business meeting, and I became a counselor right there. And there was, like, there was tissues, and there was tears, and there was, like, I was like, there was awkwardness, and waiters looking at me, and like, this, thank goodness we hadn't started recording me all the time yet. So that's the truth, is that he couldn't keep a team together, and his practice was just about to fall apart. Like, there were times coming where he had 150 to 200 people booked in the diary, and there was no one was prepared to be at the front desk. Like, we're out. So that's the flip side of it. But in somewhere between that extreme and then like a great team person, that's kind of, you know, where we sit. But I want you to, the reason I'm telling you that is, one, for the associates in the room, I was once taught this: if you're not prepared to follow, and no one will ever follow you. If you're not prepared to follow and be part of a team and a business, not just associates, people in the team, if you're not prepared to follow and be part of the team, no one will ever follow you one day. I always see, like, especially, we've all had nightmare associates, right? And sometimes we're like, I'm like, won't show up to any meetings, won't do this. I'm like, I can't wait for you to own your own practice one day. I can't wait. And the beautiful thing about business is time is the most beautiful, it's got the best karma in the world. It does. You just have to sit back and wait, because business, this is not said to wish this upon anyone. I only want success for everyone, but I know business is hard. It's not if, it's when you have challenges in business. How many guys agree with that? It's not if, it's when, baby. Everyone runs their businesses as if nothing ever is going to go wrong. When, like, as the tide goes in, it must also go. It's coming. Your hard day is coming, and everyone runs a business as if they're so fragile. Run a business is so fragile. One associate leaves, we fucked. Like, it's not a business. That's a scary old thing. So everyone turn to the person next to you and say, I want to be anti-fragile. Go. Cool. Okay, marketing. Quickly. How many of you have done New Passion Avalanche? Awesome. How many of you have not done New Passion Avalanche? Okay. As quickly as possible, humanly possible, please do it, because I promise you it is quite humbly. How many of you have grown your practice through implementing some of the stuff in New Passion Avalanche? Cool, right? So I'll promise you right now it's a game changer. Quickly do New Passion Avalanche as soon as you can. You guys are, what, week five, eh? Awesome. So we got sales, we've got team, we've got marketing in a business in some way, shape, or form. Who knows what's next? I kind of said it in the beginning. We have some thought to business and leadership. Leadership. Okay, so we have to have business structures and leadership. Business and leadership. Business and leadership. Cool. So sales, team, culture stuff, marketing stuff, business and leadership, which means if you grow, the business grows. If you grow, the business grows. Business and leadership in some way, shape, or form. So what I mean by business is, which is the next part I'm going to go into next, you have to have good business structures. The only thing that's held my business together through really challenging times, I mean, I remember at one point, I lost, it was many years ago, and we changed, it created pain that really made us a stronger business. I think we lost 10 associates in 4 months, 6 months, something like that. Yeah, 4 months. 10 associates in 4 months. Now, it was all good. It was controlled, and business still ran, and everything like that. But how many of you understand that that would be a challenging thing? That's hard, right? So then we made changes and got stronger because of it. But if we didn't have business structure in place, we'd never be where we are today. Hey, guys. Thanks for watching the video. I hope it was helpful. If you haven't yet subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the like button. And share the video or leave a comment. It really means a lot to me. Also, if you haven't subscribed, my statistics show that over 70% of you that watch my videos aren't subscribed. Hit the subscribe button. You do not want to miss the practice growth strategies I'm going to be teaching over the next couple of months. See you on the other side.